Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The musical Spring Awakening captured 8 Tony Awards in 2007 and is now on stage at Boston's Colonial Theater. The original script, on which it's based, a German play from 1891, is at the Boston Center for the Arts at the same time. Morning Edition critic-at-large Ed Siegel has seen both shows and has this review.
It's spring, and a young person's fancy turns to, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the justifiably popular Broadway musical Spring Awakening. It explodes onto the stage at the Colonial Theater with a first-rate touring company that captures what the late Spalding Gray called the terrors of pleasure in coming of age sexually. It's set in turn of the 20th century Germany, not the turn of the 21st in America. Yet despite all the differences between our too much information generation and the earlier repressive generations, the genius of this show is to narrow those differences to nothing. The musical is based on the play of the same name by bad boy Frank Wedekind, which Boston's Zeitgeist Stage Company is reviving in a production as tepid as it is tedious. Neither of those adjectives applied to the musical that so thrillingly brought to life you hardly know where to begin. Let's start with an unlikely hero, the choreographer Bill T. Jones, who animates the ensemble with a sensual punkishness that at once captures adolescent moodiness, sexual longing, teenage melancholy, and boundless energy. Imagine a row of teenage fräuleins with handheld microphones stomping in anger at their parents.
Mama who bore me, mama who gave me, mama the angels who made me so sad.
And let's also give credit to director Michael Mayer and writer Steven Sater for rarely allowing the proceedings to flag. Whether it's a young student who suddenly whips a mic out of his coat pocket before launching into song, or a highly charged explicit sex scene between the two leads, the stagecraft is sensational. Speaking of the two leads, Christy Altomare as Wendla and Kyle Riopko as Melchior capture the agony and ecstasy of teenage love.
Melchior, no, it's just...
What, sinful?
No.
Well, we all know where that's going to lead. Wedekind knew there was something repressive in the air that would lead to the Germanic abominations of the 20th century. The musical's more concerned with not repeating those mistakes. If nature is going to take its course, maybe we can be a little smarter about guiding young people on that path. The music by Duncan Sheik is solid, if a little too reliant on soft rock that verges on sentimentality.
A song of what's to follow, the glory of the spring.
But when the excellent ensemble gets going, it's easy to see why Spring Awakening has given the modern musical such a needed jolt.
Spring Awakening continues at the Colonial Theater through May 24th. The revival of the play is at the Boston Center for the Arts through May 9th. Critic at large Ed Siegel reviews theater and the arts for Morning Edition.
My junk is you.